Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Church Lady Now. I want to welcome all of you in blogtalkradio.com land for Church Lady Now, and our today's teaching is My Peace, and we're talking about calm, peace. I am Brother Grant, and we have an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ at Church Lady Now. And I'm excited to tell you about Church Lady Ministries. Our goal is to help you and I live a successful Christian life. Our program is designed to help us learn the Word of God, understand what we have learned, and apply the Word to our daily living. The Church Lady Ministries, we do two things, and only two things. We teach the Word of God and serve the less fortunate. We broadcast every Wednesday night right here on blogtalkradio.com at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Today we're going to talk about how we get to peace. God wants us to have His peace. This year we've been on a path to know God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who He is and the role He wants to play in our lives today. This is our 29th teaching in our series titled, Come Holy Spirit. We are teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. The Trinity is the Christian Godhead, which is, there is one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and Jesus, the Son of God. Now, God has this Godhead theory, which is very similar to our human identity theory. And that being said, as an example, my name is Artist Grant Jr. I am the son of Artist Charles Grant Sr., the father of Aaron and John Grant, and the son of Maddie Grant. So what I've said is, to break this down into the Trinity theory, into language that makes sense to us, at the same time, I am a junior, a father, and a son. Likewise, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, as you can see, it can be one in three. So I hope this little analogy helps to clarify the Godhead theory for those of you that are not familiar with that term. So, amen, amen. Now,
amen.
God sent his spirit to help carry on the work of Jesus Christ in me and in you. It is a setup. You and I have everything we need to live in victory. Our radio ministry has been teaching on Blog Talk Radio since 2013, and that's blogtalkradio.com. We currently have 98 published episodes or teachings available for your listening and learning. All our past teachings are available on demand, which means you can listen to our programs anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in the blogtalkradio.com Church Lady Now Ministries Library. So you can just go right in to blogtalkradio.com, put in the search term Church Lady Now, and you will be in our library. The Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry, which means that all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible with the federal government. You can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate. Our ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving to support the teaching of the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. Now, our story starts, and don't get confused with our name. So, our ministry is not a ladies-only ministry. Artist Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless population in Tacoma and Seattle for many years, as well as she is an international evangelist in Russia, Africa, and Korea. The name Church Lady Ministries was given to her by the homeless people to whom she ministered. They couldn't remember her name, so they just started calling her Church Lady. Hey, Church Lady. Thus, we have Church Lady Ministries. And we do two things, as I said. We teach the Bible and serve the less fortunate, the homeless people, men, women, and children in shelters. Church Lady Ministries is called to present the good news because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and to open the doors of prison to those that are bound. Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with a call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves God, and she loves to see people have their lives changed for the better through a personal relationship with Christ. Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics, and she focuses on helping you to know God for yourself. That's what she wants to happen. She wants you to know God, which will result in your transformation. And she uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her lively illustrated messages, Bible classes, workshops, and retreats. Now, we serve the less fortunate, as I've said, but our ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission, which is, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has called us to preach the gospel, heal and proclaim liberty to captives and set those in prison free, with a focus on spiritual and emotional healing. We serve homeless men as well as women and children in our local battered women's shelter. Now, Minister Artist Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington, and she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, if you're watching on a computer screen, you'll see scrolling across your screen inspirational clip art, which will have our ministry information. And then you can contact us. Now, we invite you to become a Church Lady Ministries partner. And you can partner with us to serve the less fortunate for just $9.99 a month. And you can partner with us and have a great opportunity to share the good news and to serve the less fortunate. To become a ministry partner, you can call us today to enroll. And our phone number is 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we will send you our ministry partner package. The Church Lady Ministries is a Spirit-filled ministry, and we operate in the power and the fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of Bible teaching and serving the less fortunate. So today, we're going to learn how to access the peace of God. Now, let's join the Church Lady for today's teaching, which is peace, P-E-A-C-E. So, with that said, good afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
Oh, just wonderful today.
I'm so glad to hear that. Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Church Lady Now. Thank you for making a commitment to your success in life. Today, we're going to talk about peace. Our foundation scripture is found in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 7. I repeat that just in case you want to pull out your Bible. Our foundation scripture today is found in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 7, which reads, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. I'm reading from the NIV. We all want peace. But what is it? Peace is freedom from disturbance, quiet, tranquility, a mental calm, serenity, peace of mind, freedom from civil disorder. We're talking about peace. Peace is freedom from dispute or dissension between individuals and people. Now, there is a peace that comes from God. That is the peace of God which goes beyond our understanding. So there's a peace that goes beyond the definition that I gave you. And this peace is only accessed through a relationship with God through prayer. Prayer and peace are cousins. This peace comes when we trust our cares to Jesus Christ. There is a peace that God gives to all of us. That is, every soul which rests on him in prayer can access his peace. So every soul who calls on the name of Jesus has access to peace. This peace was first proclaimed at Jesus' birth, according to the book of John, chapter 2, verse 14, which reads, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth goodwill, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." When Jesus was born, peace came to the earth. Goodwill came to the earth. And then when Jesus returned from the grave, he said, "My peace I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." That's John 14:27. Now, this peace includes the peace of God, peace with men, and peace with self. This peace is accessed through Jesus Christ. He is our peace. He makes us all one, and he reconciles us back to God. Peace of God. What is it? What are its elements? Where does it come from? And how can I get some? Peace is of God. He is the source of peace, the author and the giver of peace. Peace brings to peace brings us to God and allows us to access his divine peace and rest. So this peace is his. And because we are his, we have access to his peace and his rest. What are the elements of peace? First, we must have peace with God. That is a deliberate relationship with God. Now, if we do not have a relationship with God, we will most likely not experience the peace that goes beyond understanding. When we have peace with God, we have peace within ourselves. Now, you know, there's a stress of everyday life, and sometimes it tosses us to and fro. The flesh says, do this or do that, based on reason and judgment. Our flesh and spirit are sometimes at odds with each other. And during those times, we have no peace because our thought life gets mixed up. The spirit man has been suppressed, and we're guided by our low nature. We're talking about times of difficulty. We're talking about times of stress. And what happens in those times is that our spirit man, the part of us that is connected to God, is suppressed. That means that it's not operating at its full potential. And during those times, we're guided by our low nature, that is our flesh. Now, many of us are stressed because our flesh is in control. We're not at rest because we have not found and understand the true purposes of God in our lives. The truth is, no God, no peace. Only God can bring us peace. My heart and your heart hungers for the peace of God. However, our flesh enslaves us. That means that we get ruled by our flesh. We get controlled by our flesh. You know, those feelings and those emotions that take you down a path you don't want to go? Well, being a slave to our flesh prevents us from being in peace. But when we recognize God as our authority, we open the door to blessings as we obey Him. The truth is, there is no peace without God. The peace of God, God brings with Him, and He gives us that peace. Now, what this peace does is it unites our heart with His heart. And it draws us out of the stress of life and into His peace. You see, peace is with God. Now, our scripture says that there is this peace that goes beyond understanding. That is, that there's this peace that my mind cannot comprehend. One writer said it like this: you cannot weigh truth on a scale or measure thought with a yardstick. So the peace of God is kind of like that. It's something that you know exists, but you can't describe it, because it goes beyond our understanding. We know what it feels like, but there are no words that can perfectly describe peace, because His peace is another level of understanding. His peace is one of those things that you know it when you experience it. Now, our foundation scripture says that His peace keeps our hearts. That means that it protects our hearts and our minds. Now, when the Bible uses the word heart, it's talking about the whole inner man. This includes our thinking, our drive, our purposes, and all those acts that come out of us from our inward being. Now, peace is from God, and it can be enjoyed in the midst of trouble. Yes, you can have peace in the storm. I can have peace in the storm. Now, God's peace is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. We will still experience the day-to-day issues of life. But there is a higher order at work when we access God's peace. And what this higher order does is it results in a calm, a calmness of heart. Now, when we have the peace of God, we rise above the stresses of life. The stresses of life still exist, but we're operating at a level where we're rising above it. When we fill up on God's peace, there's no room for anything else. It's kind of like when you pour a cup of coffee and you pour the coffee to the rim, there's no room for nothing else. We're talking about peace. So how do we get the peace of God? How do we access the peace of God? According to the Bible, there is one condition. And that's found in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6, which reads, "Do not be anxious about anything." Did you hear that? Do not be upset. Do not be stressed out about anything. But in every situation, by prayer, petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So no matter what's going on, we're to take it to God. And the God of what? Peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. When the Bible says in Christ Jesus, that's a condition. Jesus died on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins and the sins of the world. That includes me and that includes you. So we must trust that we have peace with God. We must trust that we have peace with God. Amen? We must trust that we have peace with God through the finished work of the cross. In Him, we have inward peace by faith. We trust in Christ to bring us the peace of God. He said it. He said, "Do not be anxious." He said, "Do not be anxious. Do not be stressed." That means that there needs to be a submission. Submitting our troubles to God. And when we submit our troubles to God, His peace comes. So what makes our troubles is not the outward circumstances. The stuff is going to happen in life. But what makes our struggles is the struggle of our spirit man in the situation that we're dealing with. When you and I decide that it's not my will, but thine will be done, there's a peace. Because the struggle ceased to exist. Submission. Submission is like the ointment applied to a bee sting. When we apply ointment to a bee sting, it takes the sting away. You see, a life without Christ is a life without peace. Without Jesus, you can have money. You can have excitement. You can be living large, a lot of success, great accomplishments, but no peace. There's only one way to get peace, and that's in Christ. Without Christ, there is no peace, but in Him, peace is available. The Bible says the chastisement of our peace was laid upon Him. That's Isaiah 53:3. Chastisement is punishment. Jesus was punished so that we could have peace. Jesus was punished so that we could access the cross. When we trust Him as our only hope, Savior, and friend, then the God of peace will fill us with all joy and peace. When we are troubled and fearful, the truth is we dishonor God. To be troubled, to be worrisome, to be fearful means that we do not trust God. I know. But there is the sovereignty of God. There is the wisdom of God. There's the faithfulness of God. and there's a goodness of God. For us to have peace, we must rely on God and not ourselves. I think I'm preaching to myself right now. For us to have peace, we must rely on God and not on ourselves. You know, there's no benefit in worry, absolutely none. Our worrying and fretting and being fearful does not improve our circumstances in any way. So we can worry and fret, but it won't change anything. Nothing positive comes out of our worry and our fret. Matter of fact, worry and fretting and fear is very destructive to our emotions, to our health, that is physical health, and to our spiritual health. Worry contributes to heart disease, weakening of the immune system, gastrointestinal diseases, migraines, ulcers, high blood pressure. We're talking about worry now. Worry is spiritually destructive. And when our minds are occupied with worry and fear and stress, we're not focused on God. Remember, peace comes from God. Peace comes from God. He can take away the worry, and he can keep it away. The peace of God can act like a soldier on guard to protect our hearts and minds. It will not allow anxiety and despondency and fear in. The peace of God is stronger than worry and fear of the flesh. Just as God is greater than our situations and circumstances, so is God's peace greater than our inward worries and fears. You and I can experience perfect inward peace and tranquility in the midst of the most difficult times. This may not seem possible nor rational, but that is why the Bible says the peace that surpasses understanding, that surpasses comprehension. It's hard to understand how our world can seem to be collapsing all around us, and yet we are in perfect peace. That's the peace of God. In summary, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep our hearts and our minds. How? Through Christ Jesus. In summary, there is a great quietness of mind which God alone gives us through Christ. And in summary, God sets our will and emotions on a higher level when his peace comes in. We're talking about peace that surpasses all understanding. Beloved, let us, that's you and me, bow our will, yield our will to Jesus Christ, and accept his provisions. And be obedient to his commands. That is to keep our hearts in union with him and his presence, which will result in a lifestyle, peace, no matter what's going on around us. Beloved, I invite you today to join me and purposely seeking the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. If there's anybody out there today who's struggling, who's going through something, we want you to know that you're not alone. We want you to know that there's a peace of God that's available to you. God wants you to know that he's waiting for you to come to him with the issues of life, with the storm that you're in, with the sadness that you're feeling. He says, my peace I leave with you. That means that there is something that's available to you and to me for times of trouble and to help us live the victorious Christian life. This concludes our teaching on my peace. We're talking about God's peace. And, beloved, we invite you to join us next week at the same time. And now let's go back to Brother Grant. Brother Grant?
Yes, indeed. What a teaching today. So it's time for us to say goodbye, but we want to bless each one of you with our perpetual prayer for all of our listeners. Now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So this year, we've been on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. This is our 29th teaching in the series of Come Holy Spirit. Now, if you want to hear more or get to know us better, you can look us up and follow us on social media. And our social media information is, you can go, as I said, to blogtalkradio.com, pull up Church Lady Now, and follow us. You can also go to Facebook. And you can go to Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries. Inbox us, leave a message, like us, and follow us. Or if you have something specific you want to request, you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. You can also call us the old-fashioned way at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So we want to thank you for joining us on Church Lady Now, and please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, because we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. Also, remember, you can become a ministry partner, and you can please call us again at area code 253-472-6213, or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So our goal is to help you to live a successful and victorious Christian life. You can obtain more information on a ministry happenings by going to our Facebook pages, and you can call us, as I said, at area code 253-472-6213. So we hope to join you next week, 5:30 Wednesday Pacific Time. Again, thank you for joining Church Lady Ministries, and this is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed day.